So if the New Testament gospel is the same as the Old Testament gospel, then what changed? Well, we discussed it just now. We talked about that ceremonial law outside the Ark of the Covenant. And we spoke also about the veil between the holy and the most holy. If you entered into the holy, into the most holy place, you would die. The Shekinah glory would overpower you. You wouldn't be able to stand in the brightness. Well, what happened at Jesus' crucifixion is the ceremonial law came to an end. As the Passover lamb was about to be crucified, it was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. That's why the earthquake took place. The sanctuary was split in half. And the veil was rent in two, was torn. Mark 15 verse 38 tells us that this massive curtain, 6 meters high, as thick as a brick, as thick as a man's hand, was torn how? From top to bottom. Now, I'm tall. I'm almost 2 meters tall. But I wouldn't be able to tear a 6 meter curtain that's as thick as my hand. Only one person in the universe could have done that, and that would have been God. So the Lord is telling us here that through the crucifixion of Jesus Christ with the tearing open of the curtain, we can now see straight into the Holy of Holies, which was never done before. Prior to that, we had to sacrifice lambs. We had to go through a certain ceremonial process. But from then onwards, Hebrews 4 verse 16 makes sense. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. From then onwards, you can approach the throne of grace directly. The most wonderful promise. You no longer have to fear the Shekinah glory. You no longer have to worry about having to go through the ceremonies. You can approach the Ark of the Covenant, the Shekinah glory, the throne of God, the mercy seat, all at the same time directly because the entire ceremonial system had come to an end. What we know of is in the sanctuary in the Old Testament had been fulfilled in Jesus Christ in the New Testament. That's why John 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."